Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 29th. And we are happy to have back with us this hour, Miss Pronouncer. She's Jackie Johnson, a Wisconsin State Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin Radio Network, and founder of the website MissPronouncer.com, which was recently recognized by Governor Doyle as the preeminent online audio resource for everything Wisconsin. The official pronouncement says the website walks users through the quagmire of names of Native American and European descent for which Wisconsin is so well known. Like, here's a Wisconsin community that I'm told I often mispronounce, and I'm a Wisconsin native.
Mequon.
Apparently, I sometimes put the accent on the second syllable and say Mequon instead of Mequon. I'll keep trying. And here's another one that I've mastered now, finally, but trips a lot of people up.
Shawamigan Nicolet.
Do you have an example of a commonly mispronounced Wisconsin place or person? Do you have a question about the proper way to pronounce anything Wisconsin-related? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Or if you don't know how to pronounce it, maybe you want to send it in an email. Talk@WPR.org. Talk@WPR.org. Include your first name and your community with your email. Let me welcome our guest, Jackie Johnson, a Wisconsin State Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin Radio Network, founder of the website MissPronouncer.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you doing today?
Good. Nice to have you back with us.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your recognition by the governor. How did that come about?
Oh, I think this is fantastic. I'm pretty excited about it. I didn't even really know that something like this was going to happen, but eventually when I did, when I got the call, come on over, you know, pick this up, it's over here waiting for you, I just thought it was a big thrill, and then I thought, well, you know, I'm going to get a little piece of paper with a, you know, stamped signature on it, something formatted according to their standard template or something. And then when I read this thing, I thought it was amazing because it was written specifically for my website, a bunch of nice quotes on there. And there's a bunch of whereases and therefore, so I know it's real.
It's very official, yes.
Yeah.
That it was funny. The governor says Wisconsin names could be spared from verbal annihilation if more people would use mispronouncer.com. A lot of words are really butchered, that Wisconsin places and people's names.
That's true.
How many do you have on your website?
You know, it's hard to tell, but looking at, just for example, I have the cities, towns, and villages. We have 190 cities, 400 villages, and 1,260 towns. And that number, I don't know if that's exact, because there are teeny tiny little unincorporated places in our state, and I've noticed that every once in a while something comes up that I don't have on the site. So it's a work in progress. Every once in a while, I have to add something new that I was not yet aware of. Oh, and then I have, you know, parks, villages, and other things. So that really adds up to a lot of pieces of audio.
Right, and people's names, too, because we have a lot of government officials with some odd-sounding names or hard-to-pronounce names.
Sometimes I think they just make that up, you know?
Like, here's our Secretary of Agriculture.
Rod Nelsistoon.
I still can't get that.
Well, and it's spelled N-I-L, so you would think it would be Nil, but he says Nell, Nell Sistoon.
And you actually have him, that is him, pronouncing
right,
his own name.
In fact, there's a reason for that, because if I were to say Nil Sistoon, or, you know, try to pronounce it phonetically, people would say, you're wrong, and they can argue with me, they have every right to do that, but if he pronounces his own name, you can't exactly argue with him.
Yeah, and I have heard some national newscaster mispronounce the name of our 7th District Congressional Representative, and here he is.
Dave Obey.
I've actually heard it Obey.
That's a hard one to mispronounce. I mean, he's been around since, you know, since they put a man on the moon.
he'll appreciate you saying that. What? Now, you started this because you often heard Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was the big thing, and it's really irksome to me when I hear people say that. And you know what? I used to think I'm not going to name names, but I will. If I ever were to watch Jay Leno, and there's always something going on in our state, did you guys hear what happened in Wisconsin? You know, so this is a good resource for people not only in our state, but national people when there's big news stories going on. And they need to know how to pronounce a particular city or county or something like that. Or, as you said, the state alone. You know, that's hard enough for some people to say.
That's right. And the governor says he does not officially endorse the idea of slapping up anyone who says Wisconsin, even though you put that on your website. He does agree that mispronouncer.com is a halfway decent resource for pronouncing stuff in Wisconsin. We are talking with Mispronouncer Jackie Johnson, and we welcome your examples of commonly mispronounced Wisconsin names and places. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 29th. This afternoon, John Munson in for Ben Marins. After 5, John's guest explores the connection between depression and heart disease. That's coming up after 5 this afternoon. We're talking about the words of Wisconsin or in Wisconsin that are commonly mispronounced. Jackie Johnson, our guest. She's a reporter with the Wisconsin Radio Network and founder of the website mispronouncer.com. Her website was recently recognized as a great resource for Wisconsin pronunciations by Governor Jim Doyle. And we are welcoming your contributions, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email, talk@wpr.org. To the phones we go. Melissa in Oconto is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. One that has really always irked me is I grew up in Green Bay, and I have always heard it as Green Bay around the area, but if you ever hear it nationally or from somebody out of the area, it's always Green Bay. They put the
green
emphasis
Bay
on the green.
Mm-hmm.
And I can pick somebody up from out of the area just by them pronouncing it that way. So that was mine.
Yeah, that bugs me too. Why do you think that is, Jackie? I mean, the Green Bay Packers have been around, since the beginning of time too.
Yeah, I really don't understand why that is, because I could pick it up too. Sometimes I have, say, for example, the news on, and when the weather segment of the news comes on, I can hear somebody say it, and if they pronounce it wrong, I could be in another room making myself a cup of coffee and oblivious to what's going on the radio or on a television. But if somebody says it wrong, my radar instantly picks it up. So I understand what the caller is saying. It really gets my attention, and it's kind of irksome when they do it. And I don't know why that is, though.
Yeah, and I guess I shouldn't be so hard on people because I put the accent on the wrong syllable sometime. Like I just confessed, I struggle with Mequon, and so I'll make mistakes with that.
You know, Joy, it makes it a little bit easier. I have friends who live in Mequon, and I have friends who live in Wausau and in Rhinelander. So some of those places, you know, around the state and the small cities surrounding them, the suburbs, come somewhat easy to me.
Yeah, remember when Wausau Insurance had the commercials during 60 Minutes and making fun of how people would mispronounce Wausau all the time?
Yeah, and you know what? For me, it was hard to believe because, you know, that's in my state, and I grew up sort of in that area too. So what? How can you mispronounce that? Come on, that's easy. But of course, when you live there, it does come pretty easily.
You have a hard time figuring out why people would mispronounce Green Bay, but you might understand it when you have a town like this.
Oconomowoc.
Or Wyawega. We have some unusual town and city names, don't we?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do.
Tom in South Beloit. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. I was afraid the lady from Oconto was going to steal my thunder. This is something that I always felt like I was with the in crowd, because I knew the proper pronunciation of it, because we used to go up there every summer. It's a town that's northwest of Green Bay. It's the name of the town, it's the name of the county, and it's the name of a lake.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. I know what you're referring to, Tom. It's, and people put the A, they pronounce the A and they shouldn't.
Right.
Shawano. That's the Shawano instead of Shawano.
Right, yeah. It was Shawano, because my friends would look at it on the map and they'd all say, oh, you're going up to Shawano. And I'm like, no, it's Shawano.
You know, Tom, I hear that one all the time. I can't tell you how many times I hear people mispronounce that one.
Shawano. I kidded at the top of the hour. My mother-in-law, my late mother-in-law, who lived in Florida, asked me one time to send her some Kakauna cheese. Can you guess what she was trying to say?
Kakauna.
Kakauna is my favorite. Here's another one, kind of in the same neck of the woods that Tom was referring to. Wapaka.
Ah.
For Wapaka.
Yes. Well, you know what, going along the lines with what Tom said, yesterday, I think it was, or the other day, I was reading a news story, and there were two words within the same sentence, and it just made me smile when I saw that, because I thought, man, if there's a newbie here, a new newscaster or somebody trying to read this sentence, there's no way, because it had Shawano in there and it had Gillette, which somebody might accidentally say Gillette.
Sure, and I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, but it's Gillette, and I just think it was hilarious when I saw that. I saw the news story, and two words in one sentence that were hard to pronounce, and there were no pronouncers within that sentence. So what is one to do?
Right.
Oh, I know. Go to my website.
There we go. And you have people, your voice and other voices, giving us the correct pronunciation of all these places.
Mm-hmm. I do. It started out with me doing all of the stuff when I gathered all the information and the pronunciations and put them all together. But then after a while, I thought it would be a nice idea to have the lawmakers pronounce their own name. Not all of them do yet, and I'll eventually get around to that. But that's where that comes in.
Don in Lafarge has a good question. I'm not sure of the answer. Don, go ahead.
Hi. This might seem like a detail, but I lived in La Crosse for quite a while till recently, and down the river a little bit, there's a smaller town that's named after a city in Italy, Genoa. But I've heard people kind of anglicize it to Genoa. Now, see, I mixed up. I think I just reversed it. But there's these two pronunciations, and I'm wondering, for the Wisconsin town, do you know what the correct one is? Do you say Genoa or Genoa?
Now, see, I'm wondering if Joy knows the answer to that one.
I Genoa is what I thought it was in Wisconsin. But maybe I'll have Karen check your website. Is it on there?
It is, as a matter of fact, and I've gotten a lot of questions on that. So, you know, I'm going to continue looking around to make sure. But I remember specifically when I put that on the website, and I had gotten some emails from people within that particular area and from legitimate resources, someone who had worked at the library, and different people saying that it's Genoa. Mm-hmm. You know, and it looks like Genoa. And I suppose, you know, there's a soap opera, a long-running soap opera,
yeah,
that talks about
Young and Restless, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Genoa City or something. So I think a lot of people automatically, subconsciously think, oh, it must be Genoa. But it's Genoa. And as to the difference, why, I don't know why. I mean, just like why, is it Berlin or Berlin? The difference there, I think it's just somewhat Wisconsinized, and I don't know why they felt they can pronounce it differently. But
yeah, and here we have an answer from someone who lives in Genoa.
Oh, excellent.
Corey, is that right?
Yes, it is.
And do people say Genoa a lot instead?
No, not any of the locals, and it doesn't really have a booming tourist industry, so it's like a little village of about 400 people.
Yeah. Well,
so Corey, in your own voice, go ahead and say it for us again.
Genoa.
Yeah.
Genoa. You do have Genoa. The Oa. All right. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. We guessed right. Gary in. Where's Gary from?
Menominee.
There we go.
And we have a weather station, and we had tornado warnings the other day, and I guess it's a robot, It's an audio robot. Yeah. He said, minnow me. So I said, good, it's going to pass us by, you know?
We're safe. Oh, no.
I just love listening to that weather robot. It's just hilarious.
And Chippewa for Chippewa.
Oh, no.
If that... I'm pronouncing that right. But anyway.
Yeah. Chippewa is the right way, yeah.
So Menominee is the right way?
Gary, isn't it difficult to say the name of your city without thinking of that song?
Yeah.
You know what song I'm thinking of.
No, I don't. What is it?
Oh, I'm not about to sing it. Come on.
Well, I'm from West Virginia, so it's like...
Oh.
All right. Gary in Menominee.
Menominee.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Menominee. That thing.
There you go. You got it.
I got it. Oh, and here's a good one. I was just going to bring this one up. TJ in Madison. Hi, TJ.
Good morning.
Morning.
Interesting topic, as per usual. Mm. Rio. Is it Rio or Rio? Now, I know everybody around the area pronounces it Rio, but I've heard people call it Rio, and then I've heard old-timers in the area call it R10 because that's the Platte section, and that's how it got its name.
I didn't know that. I like that, R10.
Yeah, the older folks. I know I stopped into a place when we were on a motorcycle ride, and some of the locals were calling it R10, and therefore when it was laid out in the Platte. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it said R10 looks like Rio, therefore Rio, therefore. So I know the locals, I guess, get kind of bent if you call it Rio, and some of the people from Columbus and Fall River area, I guess, purposely do that. Why
on
Nina,
purpose?
Anyway, and Ashwaubenon, I'm wondering, I hear mispronounced a lot. Kaukauna, Ashwaubenon, seems like a lot of the Native American rooted words, mm-hmm. you know. Oconomowoc is vicious with CNN. I mean, I've heard them butcher that like so many cattle.
Oh,
you know?
You bet. And,
anyway.
And it is Rio, right, Jackie?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have that one on the website. And TJ, going along with what you just said, I recently got an email from somebody, and I hadn't heard of this until just a few days ago. He said that locals do occasionally pronounce it R10, and I didn't quite get it. I said, you know, you're going to have to explain that one to me.
So R10. That the explanation that they gave was that it was the section in the Platte book was R10?
No, see, he didn't exactly say that, but what you said about it looking like an R10, you know, R-I-O, R-10.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I hadn't heard that either, but that's an interesting...
just a cute little nickname, I think, perhaps.
Yeah, that's... And here is a... This is famous, I think, Jackie. Lisa from, I say, Racine. I'm from Racine. Some people say Racine, others say Racine. I say Racine, even though I speak French and know the correct pronunciation is Racine. Has there ever been a ruling on the pronunciation of my fair hometown?
You know what? There has not been. And out of all 2,000 towns, cities, villages, unincorporated, that one gives me the most grief.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I actually lived in Milwaukee for a while, so I've heard a lot of the locals pronounce the name of that city, and that's how I pick up on a lot of stuff. I'm pretty observant that way. But you know what I've learned is half of the people say Racine and half of the people say Racine. So even locals don't exactly agree on how they pronounce the name of that. And in fact, I've gotten some emails from officials there, from, you know, the mayor and from people involved in, you know, business groups and whatnot. And again, I couldn't get an agreement from certain people as to how it's pronounced. But you know what? Just a quick story is I've learned from someone who's on the radio over in that neck of the woods, and they said that as long as you don't say to either extent, you don't say Racine or Racine, you just kind of say somewhere in the middle,
Racine.
You should be okay.
Racine. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to check the news, and then we'll continue talking with Miss Pronouncer. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Wednesday morning, August the 29th. We are talking to Miss Pronouncer. She's a radio reporter who started up a website to help all of us properly pronounce all things Wisconsin. And her website, mispronouncer.com, was recently recognized as a great resource for Wisconsin pronunciations by Governor Jim Doyle. We talked to Miss Pronouncer when she first started the website about a year and a half ago, maybe, and we are doing it again in light of the proclamation by Governor Jim Doyle. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. If you have a question about how to pronounce something in Wisconsin, a place or a person, or if you have a mispronunciation that you would like to share, something maybe your town is often mispronounced. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And back to the phones we go, and our next caller is Mike. And Mike, you're calling from?
Prairie du Chien.
Uh-huh. That is often mispronounced, isn't it?
Yeah, it's often mispronounced, misspelled, just perplexes people from out of the state. And I was watching a movie with Gregory Peck, and he mentioned Campion High School from Prairie du Chien, and I was real excited till he got to the Chien.
Oh. and I hear Shane, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are just confused by it because I hear it so many different ways as well, and they probably just didn't, you know, look into it to find out. Or they hear it. They hear it so many ways, and, you know, in a lot of ways we're like parrots. We repeat what we hear, you know, what our parents say, what our friends say, so we go ahead and say the same thing too. An interesting note, though, not having to do with pronunciation, but Mike, did you know that the former president of Mexico actually went to school over at Prairie du Chien?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. And it is Prairie du Chien, not Shane.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. I heard a newscaster, this was a couple of years ago. What was the school? Oh, I know. It was Laugh-A-Lot School in Madison.
Laugh-A-Lot School.
Laugh-A-Lot. La Follette.
Oh, man, that was even hard for me to pick up on.
It was like, what? What is this person saying? Laugh a lot instead of La Follette. Kathy in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning. I have a good one. My father has always teased my great-grandmother for years with mispronouncing names, so I'm kind of confused about this one. I believe it's the Brunei River. But lately I've been hearing a lot of local people call it the Bruni, and that just grates on me, but I'm starting to wonder if they're correct.
Say the way you think it's supposed to be?
I think it's Brunei, as in Jean Brunei.
Do you know a mispronouncer?
That's a tough one because, you know what, I don't have rivers on there yet. We have, in fact, people say Minnesota is the land of 10,000 lakes. Well, we, in fact, have more than 15,000 lakes, and I don't know how many rivers. We have a lot, so that'd be very difficult to get all of them on there, and perhaps eventually I will get them on there. But that particular one, unfortunately, I don't have the answer to that.
Okay, well, we'll see if others want to call in. Is it Brunei or Bruni? The river. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Jackie Johnson, our guest, a Wisconsin State Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin Radio Network and founder of the website mispronouncer.com, which was recently recognized by Governor Doyle as the preeminent online audio resource for everything Wisconsin. Jackie, there used to be a reporter here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Mm-hmm. His name was Steve Buzalaki.
Mm.
And he, hi, Steve, if he's listening, he might he still listens. Anyway, Steve, that's where I saw the name Buzalaki for the first time. And now there's a, our State Department of Transportation Secretary's name is spelled exactly the same way. However, I was saying his name, Buzalaki, forever until I heard him say...
Frank Buzalaki.
Buzalaki.
That's a very interesting story because when I got him to pronounce his own name and he said that, I asked him if he wanted a second take. Did you want to recut that? You pronounced your name wrong. And he said, no, that's actually the way I pronounce it. And then I made reference to Steve Buzalaki. And then his wife, Maureen Buzalaki, a lot of people might know from Smoke-Free Wisconsin.
Oh, that's Steve's wife.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I told Frank Buzalaki, I said, that's not how you pronounce your name. And in fact, so it is, as you pointed out, mm-hmm. it's the same name. It's spelled the same way, but two different people pronounce it differently. And, you know, so be it. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah.
And so that's why I have Steve, I have Maureen, and I have Frank. I have them all pronouncing their own name on my website so they can, you know, they could take it up.
Yeah, Buzalaki is the DOT secretary's name. Here's another name that is always mispronounced, And that's why in Madison we call him Mayor Dave.
Dave Cheslevich.
Cheslevich, it doesn't sound when you hear it, that doesn't sound, but it doesn't look like that when you look at how it's spelled.
I know, he says it so smoothly. It sounds like, what's wrong with that? That's easy. But yeah, try looking at it and then spelling it and then pronouncing it. That's so difficult to do. In fact, we asked somebody on the street once, you know, how do you pronounce this? And just showed them how it's spelled. And then she said, well, to my defense, whenever I hear reporters refer to him, he's always referred to as Mayor Dave. Even reporters don't use his last name.
Yeah. He had an April Fool's joke a year or so ago where he said, because of everybody mispronouncing my name all the time, I'm going to change my name officially. I'm now to be known as Mayor Bob or something.
Yeah,
instead
yeah.
of yeah. It's CIESLEWICZ.
Now, Joy, if you told me you spelled that without looking at it on a piece of paper, I would have to give you some sort of gold star, but I know you looked at it.
Are you kidding? I have it right in front of me. Louise in Hillsboro. I hope I got that right, Louise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have a good story about it. When we first moved to Wisconsin, my daughter got lost coming home, and I was sitting with some Wisconsin friends when she got home, and she said, Mom, I got lost. I was in some town. I was in Muskoda, Wisconsin. And, of course, they're all looking at you. Were where? And they all looked at each other. And they said, oh, she was in Muscoday. And so that was pretty funny. Well, it was the first time we realized it was going to be fun to pronounce Wisconsin town names.
Yeah, that's one where I'll have to admit my producers, when they write the name Muscaday on my computer screen, they'll write it phonetically. I think, and they'll do that with some unusual names just because I do know how to pronounce Muscaday, but the way it's spelled right now on my computer screen is phonetically not the way it looks.
Louise, at least your daughter is not alone, because that's a very commonly mispronounced word.
Yeah. Thanks very much, Louise. Muscaday. And now we go to Robin in Racine. How did I do that? Did I do that right, Jackie? Racine?
I think so. Maybe we should ask Robin.
Yeah, Robin.
Yeah, Robin, and I pronounce it Racine.
You say Racine. See, the Racine and Racine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I was just wondering. I'm not Native American, but I'm very sensitive to the issues. And you were teaching us or telling us how to pronounce things. Have you ever flipped it around and looked at it as how they pronounced things properly, and how these words were used and have all been taken, and they're all Native American words, and, you know, maybe we're way off course. They had a whole different dialect and a whole different way of saying things.
Right. Well, you know what? That could very well be true, but like someone else brought up earlier, and I don't know if Joy was reading an email or what the deal was, but someone being French or speaking the language and that sort of thing. I talked to someone who speaks French fluently and says we say Shawamigan wrong or Lake Butamore, you know, because we need to have a better accent or, you know, something like that. And it's true. You know, almost like Puerto Rico and Cuba, you know, I'm sure they say Puerto Rico, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much it. This is the Wisconsin way of saying it. Maybe the Native Americans might have a special accent or something like that, and I certainly have respect for that. But this is the common, general mm-hmm. Wisconsin way of pronouncing things. I hope that answers that.
Yeah, thanks, Robin. And thanks for bringing up the Butamore, which looks like Butte des Morts.
Yeah, or Lake Butt Death Morse.
Tom in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you made reference to mispronunciations in TV and movies earlier. I happened to be sitting through a performance of the movie Starman up in Ashland, and Charles Martin Smith made reference to Shamaguin Bay, and you could hear like 50 people in the place simultaneously scream, Shawamigan!
You'd think they would have checked that, yeah.
They weren't real good on geography either. The writers of the film claimed that Ashland was about a 45-minute helicopter ride from Madison.
That's going pretty fast.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you very much.
You know, that's really interesting because somebody had... Oh, you might have to take a break now, don't you?
In a moment, if you have 30 seconds here.
Okay, yeah. Mm. Well, there is a quick reference. Little House on the Prairie, Laura Ingalls Wilder, is from Pepin County in Wisconsin, in reality. So they had a reference to it on the television program, and the grandmother was talking about Aconcagua or something like that. And so if the real live character was from our state, you would think the least they could do is look it up and get that pronunciation right. It's Aconcagua.
That's right, and here it is from your website.
Aconcagua.
We are talking with Jackie Johnson, a Wisconsin State Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin Radio Network, founder of the website mispronouncer.com, which has the correct pronunciations of just about all things Wisconsin, some of the unusual names of places and people in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 11 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 29th. Coming up after 7, presidential candidates and the president himself are descending on New Orleans on this, the two-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. We'll talk about the storm's role in picking our new president coming up after 7 o'clock. Whether the politics of Hurricane Katrina will be playing a role in our voting decision. We're talking with Miss Pronouncer. This hour, she is Jackie Johnson, founder of the website mispronouncer.com, and Perry in La Crosse is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Several things always bother me about the national media mispronouncing West Wisconsin and Illinois, but one that I heard on WPR not too long ago was during Chapter a Day. There was a line in the story that they were reading about someone running a chainsaw, making a very distinctive sound, and it's unmistakably like a Les Paul guitar.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
Mm-hmm. Awful mistake, because granted, he is from our state, near Milwaukee, actually Waukesha.
Waukesha, yeah.
But mm-hmm. Les Paul, not only is, we're proud to say he's from our state, but he's world known.
Yep.
Right, and everybody knows how to pronounce his name except the Chapter a Day reader. We apologize.
Well, it was like fingernails on a chalkboard mm-hmm. when I heard that, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was a bad one. Thank you, Perry. Here's
what about Cardin?
Oh yeah, it looks like Cardin, but it's Cardine.
Joy Cardine.
Yeah.
You must get that a lot.
I
though.
Get it all the time. It's spelled Cardin. It looks like Cardin, but it's the my father always said it's the Italian pronunciation of a French name. Mm. So in France I would be Cardin, but in anywhere else in the U.S. I'd be Cardin, but it's Cardine. June in Arborvitae. That's how I pronounce that. Arborvitae, June, is that right?
That is how the natives pronounce it, and I always accepted it until I heard, I think her name was Carol Cowan, pronounce it Arborvitae. Obviously, she studied Latin and pronounced it correctly. It means tree of life, which is one of the common trees up here. But I'm wondering, do most people pronounce it as the natives do, just Arborvitae?
Yeah, exactly. And that goes back to the example I gave earlier. You know, we can get down to the specific Latin pronunciation, you know, the Hispanic, the French pronunciation. But this is the way, generally, Wisconsinites pronounce it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. I've heard it called Vitae or... the other ways too, but I spent some time in north central Wisconsin. I lived in Wausau for a while and worked in the Wausau media, and it was Arborvitae.
Yeah.
Derek in Freedom. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. What I have is actually originally I'd called for a city called Kaukauna that I hear pronounced
Kaukauna.
Kaukauna. Kaukauna, all these different things. But I guess that one is on your website. And another one that I actually had is a last name that I hear pronounced incorrectly a lot. The last name of Albert. Everybody pronounces it as the first name, Albert. It's spelled exactly the same, but it is pronounced with an E-L as opposed to an A-L, the German pronunciation of Albert.
I'm sorry, Albert, the male first name, is used instead of what?
As opposed to when it's a last name, it's pronounced with an E-L as opposed to an A-L.
Oh, okay.
So it should be Albert.
Albert, okay.
Just really quickly, Albert, you know.
Yeah,
rolls off the tongue.
Thanks very much, Derek. Sandra in Fort Atkinson, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, it's Sandra.
Oh, there we go, Sandra.
I get that all the time. It's S-O-N-D-R-A. Some years ago, some friends of ours from Scotland were visiting, and we took them up to Wisconsin to go camping. And they wanted to know if we were going to go to Menominee.
Mm.
And this, it took us quite a while. Menominee.
There we go with Menominee.
Menominee, yeah. Thank you.
And we have a lot of Menominees, too, don't we?
Yeah, a lot of people are calling about that one. I had heard somebody say that they talk about not having enough money, and they pronounce it Menominee.
Menominee. Here's a Barry in Minocqua. Yes?
It's the Bruni River. There's no question about that. Everybody that fishes it knows that.
The Bruni, not the Brunei.
Not the French pronunciation. Correct.
Bruni. It's the Bruni River. Okay, thank you.
Fishes the Bruni River.
Thank you very much.
That's good to know.
Yeah. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We are looking for your questions about how to pronounce Wisconsin's unique places and people, and any mispronunciations that you often hear. Here's another person, a longtime U.S. representative from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District that often has his name mispronounced.
Tom Petry.
A lot of people say Petry.
And you know what? That's because there is a guy, I think, named Tom Petry elsewhere, you know, some sort of staffer. I mean, I don't know. There, you know, different people pronounce it differently, but our representative is, in fact, Petry.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, another note, just a real quick as an aside here, the certificate of commendation I got from the governor, if anybody wanted to see it, they can just go to my website, and on the very front page, they'll see like a gold star, and they click on that, and they can get a super large image of the certificate. That way they can read it.
Okay. It did have some funny statements on it, too. Let's see. Here's a good one, and I'm going to actually, this was a name I was going to bring up, and it's so happens that Jack is calling from, where are you calling from, Jack?
I'm in Waukesha.
Waukesha. Now, that's how I say it, but I've heard people say Waukesha.
Oh, they probably say all sorts of things, but that's not what I'm calling about.
I know, but Waukesha, isn't that another one that...
That is a really tough one. I hear a lot of people who are non-native say Waukesha.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, Waukesha. Good. I'm glad I got that. What did you call about, Jack?
Well, I called about two things now. You brought up a second one. But 40-some years ago, I married a girl from Racine.
Racine.
Racine. Mm-hmm. And put the emphasis on the second syllable, not like the new native of Racine who called a little bit ago. And if you say Ra as in Ra-Ra Racine, or Racine, you won't get into any trouble.
Okay.
But I have known for years a gentleman by the name of Carden.
Hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of Cardens.
Spelled your way. Carden Burnham, head of the music department, and one time associated with the Florentine Opera Company.
Mm-hmm.
So I still got trouble changing that to Cardine.
No, I think there are a lot of Cardens, and I've in the phone book, but as far as I know, they're not in any relation to me. His first name, I'm sorry, okay.
Oh. Well, Joy, how about your cousins? Do any of your cousins, any of your family members pronounce it differently, or is everyone on the same wavelength?
I think pretty much everyone's on the same wavelength. I don't know of anybody that has just given up because it was mispronounced so much.
Well, the reason why I ask is because I've got all the lawmakers on the website, and there is one representative whose last name is Lemahue, and it looks like LeMahieu because it's capital L and then small letter, capital letter. You know, so it looks like LeMahieu. He pronounces it LeMahieu. However, his own cousin says LeMahieu. So they have a little dispute amongst each other.
Yeah, there are family differences in different names, but as far as I'm aware, not Cardine so far. Bill in Elm Grove, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you should talk about the big one. Milwaukee versus Milwaukee.
Or Mwaukee.
Mwaukee. Now, listen, I'll tell you a little story. When I was in the Air Force about 40 years ago, making fun of a guy from Brooklyn's accent, he said, you should talk Mwaukee. So now we hear the Governor Doyle and Tommy Thompson say Mwaukee. And since that day in the Air Force, I said, well, maybe we don't speak as well in Wisconsin as we should.
And, Bill, you say Milwaukee.
I do, because it just grates me. When I learned it when I was 19, and I think people who are in public office should learn to say it.
Yeah, yeah. I thought some natives did say Milwaukee. You know, like kind of put it together. What would Jackie? The correct way is Milwaukee.
Well, you know what? That's a loaded question. I can't tell you the correct way because they would say that is correct when you just put sort of like an M and then an apostrophe and then Milwaukee. Milwaukee. You know, and that is correct. It's almost like now going out of the state, Chicago. You know, I know a lot of people who grew up there. They are true Chicago, and they say Chicago, whereas a lot of people say Chicago.
That's right. That nasal thing. You know, we'll have to leave it there, and we'll have to have you back. It's always a lot of fun, and we're leaving a lot of callers online. Thanks a lot for being with us. They can go to mispronouncer.com.
Thank you.
Jackie Johnson, founder of the website mispronouncer.com. This is the Ideas Network.